North Dakota Soybean Processors President Bruce Hill tells the Red River Farm Network a commitment is still needed for $50 million.
See as much local North Dakota investment as we can get in it for you folks up here. I think it's good for the state of North Dakota, you know, farm economy and for the local investor. I think we had a message issue up front. We did change the, I wasn't going to say this, but I think I want to say it. From our position, we changed our CEO because I think our message is wrong. And come talk to us again, please. And if you were invested in it and pulled out, please come back.
Former CEO Scott Austin is no longer with the project as of April 15th, according to Hill. The interim CEO and general manager is Scott White. White has served as a senior advisor to the project from the beginning. He doesn't plan to serve in the interim long. They're already taking applications for a new CEO. White says there is still value in this project.
North Dakota is the only state in the top 10 states that produce soybeans that doesn't have a dedicated soybean processing plant that runs 340, 350 days a year on soybeans. I think that fact gives a great supply in North Dakota, and there are also good marketing opportunities for both meal and oil in North Dakota to the U.S. and the rest of the world. So it's a well-positioned location to be very good in the soybean processing industry.
At a meeting in Valley City Monday night, a group of 10 farmers also acknowledged the need for a crush plant in the state. But the tough times in agriculture could be holding back some investors. Valley City farmer Monty Peterson explained to the group everyone wants to protect cash, and the state doesn't have the best history with value-added agriculture. And the timeline continues to shift for construction of the plant. There is now talk about a groundbreaking in August. That's if there's a strong interest from investors. Hill says the equity drive is the biggest challenge when starting projects like this.
You can make all the agreements for power and infrastructure and location. Them are all easy compared to the raising the equity.
The North Dakota Soybean Processors will meet the North Dakota Department of Commerce and Tax Department today, followed by more farmer meetings this week. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.